Good morning, everyone. Peace be to you. Thank you. Peace be to you. This is the greeting we have heard and used in the church hundreds of times, and we also say that today a lot. Sometimes this salutation feels like just a courtesy because we use it very often. And of course, everyone likes hear such a friendly greeting. Even Jesus used this phrase. Because we hear this word so much, peace, peace, we do not often think about this, its meaning. What do you think the meaning of peace is? Once upon a time, there was a king who suffered stress and anxiety because of his responsibilities to his country. It affected him so much that he couldn't sleep well. He couldn't resolve a problem that he had. So one day he asked the two most popular painters in his country to create a painting that could help him achieve inner peace. After a few days, the painters came to present their finished work. One painter drew a very peaceful scene. In a quiet and calm forest, there was a man asleep in a very comfortable pose with a dog lying next to him. Another painter had painted giant, vivid waterfall, while this seems to convey the opposite feeling from the first painters. There was bird's nest on the branch in the middle of the waterfall. And in the nest, there was a mother bird embracing her two baby birds who were sleeping peacefully. The king chose the second picture because he knew the meaning of peace. Actually, the authentic peace is not found in stillness, but rather in peaceful moment, even though the surrounding may be noisy and stressful. This scripture is about reunion between the resurrected Jesus and his disciples. In the scene, just before the disciples encountered Jesus, they gathered together, gripped by fear. After Jesus' death, they felt fearful of persecution and death. They worried that the people who crucified Jesus might kill them as well. In the city, there wasn't any people who worshipped Jesus and who would welcome them like when Jesus entered Jerusalem. Moreover, the disciples were hated and considered as thieves and liars because the elders and the chief priests ordered that the spread of the story, saying Jesus' disciples came and stole his body at night. They were scared and anxious about going outside, and they avoided seeing anyone. There were not only external factors, but also internal factors that made them fearful. Think about how they watched the crucifixion of Jesus, who was their teacher, Messiah, and the Lord, who they followed after having left behind everything they had in their former life. No doubt, it would have been a really traumatic experience for them. They might have been confused or frustrated about Jesus, who they had believed in and followed. And they might have been doubtful about their faith. They might have been afraid of their future, how they would live, whether they would go. At that point, the only thing that Jesus' disciples could do, because they were seized by fear, was hiding together without making the slightest sound with the door locked. We know, and perhaps they knew, that locking the door was not enough to protect them. If soldiers found them, they could break down the door. Even though the place was not the perfect hideaway, they couldn't do anything because of the risk to their lives. Actually, they lost the power and will to fight the situation because they were so overpowered by their fear. Actually, fear is a normal human reaction that protects us by signaling danger and preparing us to deal with it. But as we know, fear is a really unpleasant feeling. We also feel fear and anxiety in our daily lives. Fear not only comes from expected and dramatic sources, like the fear of death, but also come from smaller situations we face in our daily lives based on our context. What makes you feel fearful? What is the most stressful and fearful factor in your life now? Maybe it's about your finance, money, family, health, social situation, and work, such as how can I handle my bills? Am I going to be laid off? Am I going to be fired? If I am fired, what would I do then? Am I healthy now? How can I provide the best life for my family? And so on. Sometimes we feel sad if our family members or friends misunderstand us. Have you ever been betrayed by a friend? If you had had this kind of experience, afterward, you do not want to see them for a while and may find it difficult to trust people. Also, we are very fearful about our future that we do not know and cannot know that. There are various and many great and small fearfulness in our lives. Right now, as I mentioned, I am also a little fearful. How can I put what I really believe well? In our lives, there are various things that make us fearful. And sometimes these things also make us close our mind to protect ourselves as a defense mechanism. When we close our mind from people and even from God, it is hard to communicate or pray, and we can feel very lonely. Ironically, when we close our mind, we close ourselves off from others, and we hate the lonely feeling that comes then. We can't lock ourselves away like Jesus' disciples and avoid the world because loneliness and because our hiding place do not really hide us at all. In the scripture, Jesus came to the disciples. Even though the disciples locked the door with fear and were trembling in their hiding place, then the first thing that Jesus did for his disciples was to say, peace with you. Jesus comes into our minds and daily lives to encounter us and to give peace to you. Even though we do not want to open our minds because of our stressful and fearful situation, Jesus is willing to show who he is and to give peace and comfort to our fearful and wounded minds. According to attachment theory, which is the one of the popular developmental theories right now, you can discern if children have a healthy attachment to their caregivers through an experiment. The experiment goes like this. The child and his or her caregiver spend time together in a strange room, and suddenly the caregiver leaves the room and stranger comes in. Of course, usually children cry and try to find their caregiver. After a few minutes, the caregiver comes back and embraces the crying child. Psychologists check their reaction and how quickly the child is able to calm down. The main thing that they pay attention to in order to measure the health of the child's attachment is by looking at the reunion. How fast are they able to become stable again? Maybe this experiment shows us that even though we'll be experiences that are stressful and fearful, we can recover with the love of our caregivers. The important thing is not that we do not have any fearful moments, but that when our caregiver, our Lord Jesus, comes to us and gives peace to us, and we respond with trust and faithfulness, not with closed minds. As the people who are given peace and comfort from Jesus, we are also sent to the world as the people who can also share a peaceful mind and attitude. We are asked to be a peacemaker in the world. Wherever you are, whatever your situation, whatever you are fearful of now, Jesus comes to you and say to you, peace with you, and I am with you. Peace with you.